Hello and welcome to the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Mamano, your host, and we are here to help achievers and business owners and leaders move forward so that they can reach their potential. The way I do this is by interviewing Rochester business movers and shakers. Today I have on the show Satima Fowler from Capstone IT. Hello, Satima. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you, David. How are you?
I am doing well. So glad. I've been trying to have you on the show for a few months now. I think this is your peak season. This is what your go time. So you've been a busy woman. I appreciate you finding the time.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah. Curious question. Do you know what Avanti means?
Yes. I think you had told me. It is...
It's coming to you.
Yes, it's coming. It's okay, what is it?
It means move forward in Italian. And that's what we do on the show. So my goal today is you're a very smart, savvy, incredible businesswoman. And my goal is to suck all those gems out of your brain, share it with my listeners so that we can help them move forward. How's that sound?
I am ready.
You're ready to go.
Squeeze it out of me.
I love it. All right. So, team, I'm going to begin by reading your bio, and then we're going to dig a little bit deeper, okay?
Okay.
So, Satima Fowler is the co-CEO of Capstone Information Technologies Incorporated, one of the Rochester's, New York's top 100 businesses, and she is also the founder of RochesterRockstars.com. She also co-authored the book Computers to Just Work and frequently blogs for the business section of the Democratic Chronicle. Capstone IT was founded in 2003 and has been named on the Inc. 5000 list as one of the nation's fastest growing companies. Capstone IT's model of providing small and medium-sized businesses with proactive computer support at a fixed fee has set it apart from any of the competition. Satima, along with her partner Mike Fowler, were honored to be chosen as Rochester Business Council's 2015 Business Person of the Year. Most recently, Satima has been chosen as a finalist for the 2018 Athena Award through the Women's Council, which is an affiliate of the Greater Rochester Chamber of Commerce. Satima is an active board member and volunteer with many community organizations such as the Rochester Rotary, the Boys and Girls Club, the Bavona Child Advocacy Center, Development of Indo-American Leaders, and the Small Business Council. Let me take a deep breath. And she continues to enjoy speaking at local and national events on motivational, technical, and business building topics. Wow. That's the other two of you?
I don't know if you made up most of that. I felt like you were reading somebody else's bio.
Yeah, well, I know sometimes when someone else reads your bio, you're like, wow, I've done all that, right? Because you're in the woods. You don't take a deep breath to see all that stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I like staying busy, so.
That's great. So, Satima, a lot of people know you already because you have created a great brand for yourself and for Capstone IT. You, once again, from the bio, I think I first got familiar with you because you were a blogger for the Democratic Chronicle. And then you have your own show, Rochester Rockstars, where it's a video. It's like a YouTube show, right? And you've done a lot of things in the community that really have made yourself stand out. And by the way, congratulations on being a finalist for the Athena Award. That's an incredible honor.
Thank you.
So you are out and about. And it obviously, it's a very intentional idea. And the fact that, you know, definitely you, I mean, I'm sure just natural, you love being involved in the community. You love people. It seems like obviously you're on many boards and volunteers. So you're doing a lot with that as well. But really, what you have done is created a brand for Capstone IT, and IT services traditionally, and I hope you won't take offense to this, are like not sexy businesses. You know, it's not like Starbucks and Amazon, right? It's like you could talk about that, and it's like, oh, you know, people understand, you know, food and books and, you know, e-commerce. And when it comes to IT, it's really the behind the scenes magic that makes your business function. But it's not something that is like, ooh, the sexy IT business. So what you have done, from what I can tell, is that you, with having you almost be like the spokesperson for Capstone IT, have breathed life into an industry that traditionally is a little stoic and given it some character and some energy. So I think that's fantastic. How did that start to happen? I know you and Mike started the company in 2003. was it right from the get-go that you were going to be the front-facing person of the company in charge of, you know, sales and branding and marketing?
So that's a good question. So, you know, I'm not as sexy as you are making me out to be.
You are very sexy.
So much of it is trial and error. So, you know, I didn't come to the table knowing and have everything figured out, you know. So my background is I'm an engineer. I worked at Xerox, then at General Motors working on fuel cell cars. And I really didn't have, even though I had patents under my name, it was all in a different type of engineering, not IT. So Mike Fowler, my husband, he's the one who started Capstone. And I've always wanted to be an entrepreneur. I just didn't know what to start. So when Capstone started, you know, doing well enough where we felt like I could quit my job because my job was our livelihood at the time, because Capstone wasn't making enough money. So by the time it got to that point, I quit my job and I came to Capstone, and my job was going to be business development to grow the business. And it was probably the most depressing year of my life because I told everybody now I'm with Capstone, but yet the phone wasn't ringing. And I had no, even though I have a master's degree, no one had ever taught me about sales and marketing and how to get that phone to ring. So it was a lot of reading and trying to figure out how to do this, because at this time I had already quit my job. There is no income and I can't keep eating macaroni and cheese every day.
You burn the ships. There was no turning back, right?
No turning back. And that's probably one of the best things. If I feel like if you have a safety net, you're probably not going to try as much. At least for me, that's kind of the way I work. When I know there is no safety net, I have no choice but to make it work.
Got to make it work. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, you know, forget the notion of you got to be a born salesperson or whatever. I have to figure it out. And I'm an introverted engineer. So I had to figure out how to do this thing called marketing and sales.
I'm going to interrupt. So you think you're introverted?
Oh, very much so.
Really?
Very much so.
Like,
so
I just see this warm, loving, outgoing, friendly person. So
my safety zone is being inside of my house, all cuddled up and under a blanket. So even when you see me putting myself out there, either at a seminar or a networking event, like after it's over, I need to wind down. My brain needs to calm down in a quiet zone. I mean, need that.
Regain the energy.
Yeah. So I can, when I'm on stage, I can, you know, do what I need to do to deliver, you know. Yeah. But so the concept of, oh, I'm not an extroverted person, therefore I can't do sales, those are myths. I mean, you can do it. You need to do it. As a business owner, you have to put yourself out there and do these things. So for me, it was very much, I had to figure out this whole marketing thing and how to create an omnipresence and do it slightly scrappy style, because we were a startup. There was no money to put up a billboard or a TV ad. And I had to figure out how to be kind of scrappy, but yet cover all the different media, because some people respond to a direct mail piece. Some people will respond to an email. Some people want to read about you in the press. So we had to figure out how to do it in all the different categories and do it in a cheap way because we had no money.
Bootstrapping.
Yeah, steroids, bootstrapping. Huh? And I feel like sometimes the most creative and effective things come out when you are bootstrapping it.
Hey, Satina, hold that thought. We got to take a quick break. I agree with you 1,000%, and I want to expand on that.
Join Victor's own David Mamano weekdays noon to 1 for the Avanti Entrepreneur Radio Show on 1310 WOKR.
Hey folks, Dave Mamano here, host of Avanti Entrepreneur Radio. I'm here to welcome a new sponsor to my show. It's One Down Consulting. A friend of mine, Ron Willie, owns the company. And, you know, I look back at when I started in sales and I had a Rolodex and a phone. And we all have access today to the best sales and marketing technology, but most of us are not using it effectively. And let's face it, the companies that leverage technology will outmarket and outsell their competitors. If you need help with all of this technology to make sure you're maximizing your sales and marketing efforts with technology, then Ron Willie and One Down Consulting is your partner. They can really make sure that you are maximizing your sales and marketing technology strategy, your sales process, your marketing and sales alignment. They have implementation of tools for marketing automation, Salesforce automation, CRM, and so much more. I really encourage you to go to onedownconsulting.com to learn more, and or just reach out to me and I'll connect you.
Think of everything you do to provide for your family. A home, food on the table, healthcare, vacations, and saving for your kids' education. It's all good as long as you're alive. But it's only a drop in the bucket of what they'll need if you die without life insurance. Buying term life insurance is not something you can afford to put off. Call the Term Lifeline now for the lowest possible rates on quality term life insurance. Term life rates are at all-time lows, and we can save you up to 70%. If you already have coverage, you could be paying too much. One call could save you thousands of dollars. We have great rates for smokers, too, or if you have health problems. Providing for today is good, but it's not enough if you die prematurely. Call the Term Lifeline today for a free quote. Protect your family and see if you could save up to 70%.
800-430-1481. 800-430-1481. 800-430-1481. That's 800-430-1481.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-219-8332. 800-219-8332. 800-219-8332. That's 800-219-8332.
That's what I'm talking about. 1310 WOKR.
We are back with the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I'm here with Satima Fowler from Capstone IT, the co-CEO. I am Dave Mamano, your host. And we're talking to Satima about, she was talking about the early days of Capstone. And, you know, she is not a trust fund baby, and either is your husband. So you guys had to bootstrap, just roll up your sleeves and get scrappy. And you had mentioned something really interesting that I totally agree with, and I think people forget about it, that when you don't have any money, you are super forced to find a creative solution to make ends meet, to grow the company. And I think that's why a lot of these companies that start in, you know, the proverbial garages do so well, because they don't have a big bag of money to just throw at problems. They have to figure it out, which means they have to think and explore and talk to people. And then what happens is they usually come up with some creative solution that no one has ever thought of, because they weren't able to just chuck money at some problem. So I agree with you. I think any company that is just starting out, try to, you know, sounds funny, but try to have as little money as you can, because it forces you to figure out kind of a really a unique advantage or a unique solution to the challenge that you're having to grow your business. So it sounds like that's what you guys, you and Jim, did in the beginning. Eh?
Yeah, that's exactly it. So you got to cover a little bit on everything and get creative. And the next thing is action. I mean, I work nonstop, but it's all about, I mean, I can sit in a room and strategize and read books all day long, but unless I'm implementing, and I am not that smart, like I told you, the reason that, you know, I feel like I am winning is because I am outperforming my competitors. I'm just doing more. Mm-hmm. And it's always been that way with me, because I'm not the smartest person in the room. It's just I implement nonstop. And I would say that is probably one of my strengths. If I see a problem, I can figure out, you know, how to solve it, and then I don't let anything get in the way. I stay laser focused on that, solving that one thing till it's done, and I don't give up.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, it's a lot of people get distracted with lots of shiny pennies, but be very clear on your goal and then just kind of stay focused on it and make it happen.
I know the entrepreneurial curse is and I'm guilty of this myself, is, you know, you have a great idea and you're all excited about it, and 2 months later, you didn't already make $1 million on that great idea, you get a little disappointed and you move on to the next idea. And that ends up, I think, paralyzing a lot of entrepreneurs, because they just don't take the endurance and the discipline to say, this is going to take 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 years to get off the ground. So don't give up hope and start something else. You see a lot of entrepreneurs that just have like 3 or 4 or 5 things going. And it's hard to focus on 5 things. If you have more than one thing, it's hard to really grow to fruition, you know. And I love what you said about not being, you know, I think you're very smart, by the way. But my friend Cameron Harold, who was one of the early guys at 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and now he's really an international coach for business owners. Cameron says, if you're the smartest person in the room, then you're in the wrong room. Mm-hmm. And part of that is just being humble enough to say, I don't want to be the smartest person in the room. Please be smarter than me. I have an ego, but it's going to be in my back pocket. And, I want everybody around me to be, you know, smarter than me, especially in their specific areas. Because, you know, as an entrepreneur, if you are smart, you know that you have maybe one superpower, and you should be spending 90% of your time doing that superpower, and just get people that are smarter than you in all the other areas, right?
Yeah. And, you know, just kind of not give up. Like, you know, we were one of the first people, and we're still like the managed service provider that basically says, for a fixed fee, we'll be your computer department. You know, we'll take care of all your computer issues, and you'll never see a separate bill. Like, it's all. So when we first started that, when people were like, oh my gosh, we're not going to pay you that money. I mean, it was a hard sell. I mean, it's showing the value of what we provide, but we believed in it. We felt like it was the right thing and the right approach. Yeah. But the thing is, we didn't give up, because it took a while for it to get the message across to people that this is the right thing. This is the right model. And so, you know, I think for us, it was, you know, we knew we had a great service and it made sense. But staying the course and not giving up and switching, because then we wouldn't be where we are right now if that's what we did. But showing people the value. And you talked about IT not being sexy. I mean, that's it. So when I'm talking to other business owners, I'm showing the value of the peace of mind and you know, just so that they don't have to worry about IT. I'm not selling them on the specific of the IT or the security. Although, you know, there is some, like right now, ransomware and things like that are so bad. Did you know that there's a thing called dark web? Like, the internet that we surf is the internet. It's a very small portion of the internet. So there's a portion of the internet that is called the intranet, like all the internal company documents, the government, like we don't get chance to browse that. That's a big piece. But the other piece that no one gets visibility to is called the dark web. This is where, when there's a breach, like at Target, that's where it's like an internet underground, and they're selling your stuff to the highest bidder, who will buy that by your credit card information. So that's the dark web, and we're starting this practice now where if your information shows up, if any of your employees in your business, their information shows up on the dark web, we'll alert you so that you can go and change that password, so that we're monitoring the dark web for people. So those kind of things are cool and are happening, and we're educating people. But so much of what we're talking about is how to help their business grow by making sure that their fundamental, you know, IT infrastructure is secure and in place.
So it's more like just business solutions too. I mean, it seems like you're doing more than just IT.
Yeah. I mean, at the end, people want to grow their business and reach their business goals, you know? And so if technology is used correctly, it can help accelerate that and help you get there. And those are the conversation I get excited and enjoy talking to other business owners about. Yeah. It's like, let me help you achieve your goals. And by the way, one of the ways to do it is with the proper technology.
That's great. Well, you and Mike are great business owners, because you walk in here, you walk into this place, there's a great energy. There's a big sign welcoming everybody, and it almost feels like an ad agency instead of what quote unquote a traditional IT shop might look like, and I think that's also very purposeful. So, I mean, it's a good looking place, and being a business owner myself for 20 plus years, I see some stuff around your office, and I'm like, oh, they're on the cutting edge of a lot of strategies and practices. So last time I was here, I saw the book Traction by Gina Wickman. And if anybody read that book, it's a fantastic book He talks about EOS, which is the Entrepreneurial Operating System. And a lot of companies are really becoming enlightened to that. Another system, which I really love too, is from Vern Harnish. He originally wrote The Rockefeller Habits, mm-hmm. or Mastering the Rockefeller Habits. And then his follow-up to that is called Scaling Up. Mm-hmm. And his system, he has Gazelle's Coaches, right? Both systems are great. It's just it's a preference for which one you like better. They're both fantastic. You've chosen, it seems like, EOS, the Entrepreneur Operating System. Tell me, if for our listeners that don't know about that, can you tell us a little bit about that and how it's helped your company?
Yes, absolutely. So the Traction system, the EOS system, has become like our operating guiding principle.
Like the heartbeat of the company?
Exactly. So not everybody who is hired at Capstone has to read the book. But basically what it says is that all of us can work on a bunch of things, but it's very hard to get the momentum, the traction going, unless you narrow it down to a few things that the entire company is going to focus on every year, every quarter. That's going to help you get to your 5-year goal, your 3-year goal, your 10-year goal. So it's all about a meeting cadence. It's about how you accountability chart. Do you have the right people in the right seats to get you there? Basically, it's a lot about what are you going to stop doing as well, and just figuring out what are the 3 or 4 key things this next quarter in a 90-day period that we need to work on in the entire company. And the best thing that I'll tell you is I'll give your listeners a quick tidbit on what we call a level 10 agenda. So all departments within Capstone, we follow the level 10 agenda, which is just 5 minutes quickly on a segue. You just talk about, hey, you know, what's going on in your life. It could be personal. It could be, you know, just to get into the mode of the meeting. Then you basically talk about what are the key KPI rocks that you know, are you on track or not for your responsibility.
And KPI is key performance indicators.
Yes,
right?
Key performance indicators. You don't have to spend a lot of time on it. If it's red, meaning you're behind, then you can put it in the issues, but that's coming next. So the next thing you talk about is any company, department news, just quickly. Again, these are all 5-minute chunks, really quick. Then you get to the action items from the previous meeting. So did you complete it or not? Again, not a lot of discussions, just quick, did you complete your action item? Then the rest of the meeting, which is the meat of the meeting, you're going to talk about issues. So you have a bunch of issues identified from the first sections, and then you're going to spend doing issue solving. So you're going to discuss the issue, you're going to identify the issues, IDS. Identify, discuss, and then how you're going to solve it. And you will be so surprised in a 60-minute time how much can get done with this kind of meeting cadence. So,
and you do that once a week?
So this is once a week, and it's in every department. The sales team, the sales department goes the same operations. They have the same agenda. The leadership, they have the same agenda. So if you do that, I can tell you, your meetings will become so much productive, and you'll solve a lot of things.
That's right. When did you start the EOS system? Has it been a couple of years, or?
Yeah, I would say about 5 years.
At least. 5 years. Yep. Okay. Yep. Yeah, beautiful. And there's a local coach, Jim Warshaw, is his name?
Wardlaw. Yeah.
Wardlaw. Yeah.
He's actually out of Buffalo, he coaches a lot of businesses in Rochester as well.
Good. Good. Is there any Rochester EOS coaches?
Not that I know of.
Right, okay.
Not that I know of.
All right, well, hey, listeners, opportunity.
Yeah, you can go get certified in the EOS system.
Yeah, so on my national podcast, the Avanti Entrepreneur Podcast, Mike Payton, do you know Mike Payton? He co-wrote a book with Gino Wickman, Rocket Fuel, I believe.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
And so I interviewed him for my podcast a couple of months. I talked to Gino Wickman, the author of Traction, on the phone about a month ago, but he didn't want to do the podcast. I guess he's a little shy. So,
so Rocket Fuel is basically now saying what is going to take the EOS system. And so they basically looked at a whole bunch of companies, whole bunch of clients and other companies, and said, what are the companies that have the fastest growth and what is common about them? And one of the things they identified is the role of a visionary and an integrator. So it's almost like one person is in charge of just dreaming and figuring out, you know, pie's the sky. And then the integrator person is basically now has to make some of those ideas work. And it has to be a good, healthy relationship between the two, because the integrator is now responsible for taking the idea of the visionary and making it work. And if he can't figure out how to make it work, then he has to push back on the visionary. So when Mike Fowler and I got those roles identified between the two of us, that's also has helped us with our growth.
So what are you?
So I'm the visionary. Yeah. So I'm the, you know, I'm not worried about how to make it work. I don't even know if some of the ideas I have, but I'm always dreaming and I'm always bringing in new ideas.
You're the Steve Jobs, right?
Yeah, I'm some of our, in my head, everything is possible. My frustration is, why can't we do them all?
In Satina's world, the sky is blue every day, and darn it, let's make it happen, right?
That's right.
Yeah, very
that's
cool.
Right.
What else has been... I've gotten to know you over the past couple of years, and for sure you are just a great student of entrepreneurship and business. What other things are you doing? I know you go to some conferences. Are there other things that you do that really help you to continue to not only keep your piano tuned, if you will, but continue to grow?
One of the best things, and I would encourage everybody to do, is join an accountability group. You know, some of the local ones. I know you have started one, right?
Yep.
You have started a CEO roundtable type of group.
Yeah, I started. We're calling it the Avanti Peer Advisory Board, and yeah, it's a board of advisors among your peers. We're all business owners and leaders. We get together once a month, and we hold each other accountable. We learn and grow. And we just had our first meeting, and it was magical. I mean, there's a need. There's a need for these things. Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. So. I mean, there is, you know, the common ones people probably have heard about is like Vistage, EO. And then, you know, I belong to a national one, which is my peers of other IT business owners, but we're not competitors. So therefore, we can share easily. But they're all over the country, so we pick a location every quarter to get in person and share what's working, what's not working.
Yeah.
I'm also part of WPO, which is a local women's president's organization. So it's other women business owners in the area, and we get together and we share, you know, what's going. And I feel like those, because, I mean, who else are you going to talk to? I mean, at your company, you can't be, you know, there's some things that you cannot talk to your employees about. So this is a great way to talk about maybe some hardships you're having and be totally okay that it's confidential and people are going to help you. And it's great to have somebody to talk to. And the other thing is, you know, kind of for us, you know, it's not related to like, where do I go to get my mojo or, you know, that group. But I think like it's kind of almost like not even cutting edge, but it's almost basic. But to us, yes, you know, we provide IT support services to small businesses. But that is just the entry into the game. It's really about customer service. I mean, the way I tell people is we're a customer service company, because when somebody has an issue and they call us, you know, yes, we have to solve their computer problem, but how we help them, how we made them feel in that process is what they're going to remember. And if it was truly remarkable, then they're going to start telling their neighbors about it, you know? So that is kind of what we're all after. You talked about the office and the culture and some of the, you know, traction book that we're reading. But it's really about going back to the fundamentals and saying, customer service, what does it mean? I mean, it's like you go to a store in the mall and there is really no customer service. They don't even like look at you. People are rude. And we just said, okay, what are the irritants of doing business with a service company? And let's just start to like knock them out one at a time.
Awesome.
And get that out of the way.
Hey, Satima, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Open your mind with Free Talk Live. Listen weekdays from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. on 1310 WOKR.
Boy. Man, I had a rough night's sleep. Ugh, boy, whew, I got a letter from the IRS yesterday, and I just couldn't sleep. Man, I'm dying here. Somebody help me.
IRS problems affect more than just your finances. If you're ready to take back control of your life and you owe more than $10,000, you need to call the Tax Doctor. Their expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. The IRS has recently released new programs geared in helping struggling taxpayers, where you may qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor right now. See if you qualify to pay less. 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. Again, 800-989-1694.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-368-5184. 800-368-5184. 800-368-5184. 800-368-5184.
Think of everything you do to provide for your family. A home, food on the table, health care, vacations, and saving for your kids' education. It's all good as long as you're alive. But it's only a drop in the bucket of what they'll need if you die without life insurance. Buying term life insurance is not something you can afford to put off. Call the Term Lifeline now for the lowest possible rates on quality term life insurance. Term life rates are at all-time lows, and we can save you up to 70%. If you already have coverage, you could be paying too much. One call could save you thousands of dollars. We have great rates for smokers, too, or if you have health problems. Providing for today is good, but it's not enough if you die prematurely. Call the Term Lifeline today for a free quote. Protect your family and see if you could save up to 70%.
800-430-1481. 800-430-1481. 800-430-1481. That's 800-430-1481.
Finally, a radio station for conversation. 1310 WOKR.
We are back, Avanti listeners, with the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Mamano. If you're just tuning in, I'm here with Satima Fowler, who is the co-CEO of Capstone IT. She's, in case you missed the beginning of the show, I'm not going to read her bio again, but here are some highlights. So like I said, she's the co-CEO of Capstone IT, but also she's been a Rochester Top 100 business. She's the founder of RochesterRockstars.com, which is a YouTube show that features Rochester Rockstars, business rockstars. She's written a book called Computers Should Just Work, blogging for the DNC, and really cool that you and your husband Mike and business partner were Rochester Small Business People of the Year. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. Business Person of the Year. And recently, this is very cool. This is quite the honor. You are a finalist for the 2018 Athena Award. So congratulations on all your success. It's super fantastic.
Thank you.
So I've been. A little side note, I've been a finalist for the business person, not the Athena, because I'm a man, mm-hmm. but I'm a finalist for, I have been a finalist twice for the Small Business Person Award. And so the first year I was up against James Hammer from Hammerlit. Like I'm going to win again. This is like 10 years ago too. So I'm like this 35-year-old punk kid. And if I got the award, I was going to hand it to Jim, right? And then the second time, I was up against Dick Kaplan, who's another legend. And once again, I'm like, what am I doing up here? If I get this award, I think I have to hand it to Dick Kaplan, you know?
Okay, but we just talked about it. You cannot give up. You got to try for it again.
Well, it's an honor to be a finalist, right? And when I feel my stars are aligned, I'll apply again. Tom Bonadio, And actually, Dick Kaplan, they were nominated twice before, and on the third time they won. So I might be in good company. We'll
exactly.
see. But so congratulations.
Third time's the charm.
Third time's the charm. When are the Athena Awards coming up?
In January.
In January.
Yes.
Okay. Very good. And once again, I mean, I hope you win. But you know, even if you don't, it's really great honor to be a finalist, and you could always get nominated again, be a finalist again.
I agree. Yeah. So
how many people you have here on the team?
So right now we have 35 people.
35 people. And like 10 years ago, where were you?
Two.
You and your husband.
Yeah.
Isn't that something? Huh? And so last time we spoke, which was not that long ago, you know, you were pretty super hyper-focused on Rochester. But we just spoke, and you've got some expansion in the air. Is that correct? So why don't you tell us about what you're thinking with that?
Yeah. So we were working with a New York State grant program called the Economic Gardening Program, run by the GRE. And these are the people that are, like, really smart consultants where they come in and they said, okay, we want to help you if you are interested, expand your business and sell your services outside of Rochester to help you, you know, local Rochester companies grow. So we said, okay, well, then help us find other areas that are similar to Rochester, because this is where we provide our services. This is how we do. This is how we know, you know, what to do. Other cities that are similar to Rochester. And they identified a bunch of cities for us. And then so we picked Buffalo, and then we picked West Palm Beach, Florida. So now we're trying to replicate what we're doing here in Rochester in those other two cities and expanding geographically, because 80 to 90% of what we do can be done remotely right from here, from our help desk and operations center. But there is that 10% where if somebody says, my printer isn't working, we got to go on site to see, you know, troubleshoot the printer. So we still need a local presence, because that's the type of company and service we provide. So for that reason, you know, we have to kind of open up an office in one of those areas, hire techs in that area, and then let our marketing get to work so that we can bring in new clients.
That's right.
So that's where we're focused on. We've got the Buffalo one going, and then now we're really kind of focusing in 2018 on getting the Florida one going.
West Palm Beach, right?
West Palm Beach.
So you were telling me a little bit about before we started recording, but so West Palm Beach, how did that happen? I mean, I know that it's a great place to go in January, February, March, and really any time, but especially for Rochesterians, it's a great time to get down there in the winter. But what was your thinking with West Palm Beach?
So we literally took, I think it was my son's February winter break. We flew down to Tampa, rented a car, and went down all the cities on the west coast of Florida that Economic Gardening identified as a good city for us. And then we did the same thing in the April break, but this time we went to Jacksonville and went south from there, stopping at all the cities that Economic Gardening had told us that would be a good match. And then we basically picked West Palm Beach for a couple of reasons. One is we already had a very key employee of ours who moved down there and was still working for us remotely. But the other part is I really wanted a city vibe. I didn't really want like a retirement community vibe. I wanted a place where it was warm, but then also had a lot going on, a lot of growth, a lot of investment in the area, because if the economy is doing well and there's growth, they're going to need IT support. And I wanted a place that we were excited about going to, not dreading that, oh, we got to go to, you know, that location again. So those all kind of aligned and came together. Yeah. And
that's right.
It's a great place. It's so encouraging to see so many cranes in the air. There's so many new buildings going up that there's a lot of growth.
That's fantastic. Well, I'm excited for you. And, you know, let me know if you want me to come visit you in mid-February. I could do a motivational speaking talk for your employees down there. So.
Love it.
So I wanted to ask you too, you have a lot going on, but you always look, at least from appearances, poised, calm, cool, collect, happy, not frazzled. Maybe you're the proverbial duck that looks great above the water, but below the water, you're kicking like crazy. What are some of your personal habits to keep it all together as a just a really successful, healthy, I'll say, well-rounded business owner?
I think you have to be sort of like an optimist and in doing what we do. Even though the world might be falling down around you or feel like it is, you gotta really know in your heart that things are gonna work out and you're gonna figure it out. So for me, it's really about creating a list of what am I going to work on and then kind of staying on task and on point in solving those things that are on my list, and be very goal oriented. So that has always helped. And then some things you just kind of like, you know, some things that are kind of not coming to you, like you don't know what the answer is, spend some time thinking about it, reflecting on it, talking to others, get advice, you know, eventually the answer will appear. And I always feel that way. The answer appears if you're putting yourself out in the universe and the message and thinking about it. And here is like, you know, you can think of this as kind of like psychobabble, but for me it works. So at nighttime, I always keep like a little pen and a little journal next to my nightstand. And when I'm going to bed and something is on my mind, I like to write it down because I want to be able to sleep. Because if things are going through my head and I can't figure things out, it's going to keep me up at night. So I transfer that uneasiness from my head to a piece of paper. And then for whatever reason, when you wake up in the morning, there's usually an answer. Like you feel like, aha, that's what I need to do. And then in the morning, I'm like charged to make that happen. But like at night, your subconscious works, I believe, you know, to figure out whatever's on your mind and let it work subconsciously all night for you so you have an answer in the morning.
Yeah, I like that.
That technique usually works for me. Yeah. And then I've talked about the whole goal setting. Like, you know, my kids used to hate me for this, but now they actually like it. So on January 1st, one of our things is sitting around the kitchen table mm-hmm. and figuring out for like this year, what are our big top goals and what are the things we're going to do to meet those goals? And
so, then EOS for the family, right?
It is. And then what are the stop doing list we also each create? And then we tape it up on our bathroom wall because there is something magical about seeing it, an affirmation every day. Like when you're brushing your teeth, I stare at the sheet. And you're like, okay, I have a month to go. There's one item on here that isn't done yet. I better get on it. And you make it happen. Every year it doesn't fail. You cross off everything that's on that list.
Right. That's fantastic. So I have a big question for you. So there's marriage, right? And then there's business. And a lot of people, you know, just having a business partner that they're not married to is problematic, right? Most business partnerships, unfortunately, just don't work out. So you took that one step further, and so you have the same business partner at home in your marriage as you do at work. So tell us, I imagine knowing you, that you're very instigative about, I'll say strategic about everything. How do you and Mike, being business partners at work and a married couple at home, how do you manage all that? How do you manage an operating work at home and home at work? Does it just happen, or do you actually have a something that, you know, is very purposeful?
Yeah. So, you know, we've been married for 23 years now. So,
wow. So you're 10.
Yeah.
That's great. Congratulations.
Child bride.
I love that.
But it's not easy because like you said, I mean, we wake up together and, you know, we're here at work together.
You drive in together?
Yeah. No, we don't actually drive together. But one of the things that has helped us is kind of have a very separate a role in the business. So we try to respect each other because we do need that space.
Yeah.
So, you know, I focus on business development and Mike focuses on service delivery. And when we have that role of the visionary integrator defined, that also has helped because then we each know where our roles are and that ultimately as the integrator, if he feels like the ideas I'm bringing, he can't make them happen, then he's going to push back. And I have to respect that, you know. But yeah, we have our share of healthy discussions.
Yeah, I like that.
And it doesn't turn off. I mean, we're talking about work like all the time. And it's something that we have to always work on.
He sees you writing down something on your piece of paper. What are you writing now, right?
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. And, you know, I think the pros of it is that, you know, I always know he has my back and ultimately we both know that we want the best for each other. Yeah. So, you know, where maybe in a partnership where you're not married, you know, you may not have that same level. So
yeah.
It has its pros and cons, but it's definitely work in progress every day. It's not easy.
Yep. How about your kids? Are they involved in the business at all?
Yeah, so my daughter, who's a third year at Penn State, so and my son is in 10th grade at Fairport, they were in I had them doing marketing when they were very little, so mm-hmm. I am accused of child labor.
Right, that's okay. That's all right. You're giving them an education.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, yeah. I think what they have seen us do, the work we put in, I think has taught them a work ethic that hopefully will continue for their lifetime.
That's their school right there.
Yeah, yeah. Nothing is easy. Everything they have, they've seen how much work mom and dad puts in so yeah. that they could have what they have today.
Yeah.
And so they were helping me with marketing from the very beginning. They can mm-hmm. tell you some of the marketing stuff. Like, I'm like, wow, how'd you guys know that? Mom, you made us mm-hmm. do it.
Right, yeah, right. That's great. That's great. So in our final couple minutes here, if you... So the holidays are coming up, and if you're going to give a young business owner some books to read as the holiday present, what are those books going to be? Books that maybe really impacted you and helped you to be a better business owner or just a better person? It doesn't even have to be about business. What would those books be in your mind?
Well, I think we mentioned the Traction as a type of business system. Yep. I think for any business owner, whether you're good at, you know, arts or whatever your business is about, selling should be on the forefront. And most of us feel like selling is a dirty word and therefore we're not going to do it. So I love this book called Fanatical Prospecting. I think it's Jeff Blunt is the name of the author. Mm-hmm. But it's a great prospecting book. And, you know, I know you just interviewed Jeffrey Gitmer, but I yeah. mean, his stuff always inspires me. And he has a free, email blog that, you know, gets delivered to you.
Yeah. Sales Caffeine, right?
Sales Caffeine. Yeah. I mean, I just get energized with the little tips yeah. and then, you know, I'm all over his books too. So
yeah, he's got a lot of books. I think his most famous one is the Little Red Book of Selling.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's a very good book too.
Excellent. Yeah.
So, good. Well, Satima, listen, this has been fantastic. Thank you so much for carving out some time for me. You know, you were a little slippery chicken. I had to pin you down, and I know you've been busy, so I appreciate that. And but before we go, if somebody is just so excited about this interview and they want to reach out to you, learn more, just connect with you personally or your company, what is the best way to reach out to you?
Oh, thank you. Anybody that wants to talk, I'm more than happy to talk to them. Phone number here is 585-546-4120, or you can email me, sfowler@capstoneitinc.com.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Satima. I really appreciate it. I wish you massive continued success. Yeah, not only here in Rochester, continuing to build on your beachhead, but in your expansion to Buffalo and West Palm Beach. How exciting.
Thank you. Thank you for those well wishes. I appreciate it.
Excellent. So, and thank you, everyone, for listening to the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. Last but not least, if you or somebody you know would like to be considered to be a guest on my show, please email me at david@davidmamano.com, and that is M-A-M-M-A-N-O. And also, please make sure to check us out on the web at davidmamano.com and avantientrepreneurgroup.com. Make it a great day.
Canandaigua's newest radio station, 1310 WOKR.